Hey, what's going on? This is Hoppa School Summer Session, Week 1, Day 1. It's the first day of the summer session, and I hope you're ready for an amazing 9 weeks together. This week, we're going to watch and listen to Eileen, a content creator who runs a channel called Lavender. In today's video, she talks about the importance of small daily habits and how you can change your life in just 5 minutes a day. Are you ready? Let's get started. Question of the day. What is the 5 minute rule? Let's listen to Lavender.
5 minutes, a short sliver of time, so small that it easily passes us by. Scrolling your phone, texting your friends, watching TV, reading a book. When you're doing something, 5 minutes feels like a blink of an eye. It's so easy that we often overlook the power of this pocket of time. You want to change your habits, your mindset, your life? What if I told you it's possible in just 5 minutes a day? First, you have to understand the power of compounding, which simply means that small daily actions will add up to massive results over time. It's not about making a drastic change or putting in intense effort. It's about tiny actions and daily choices, the key being consistency. So if you're inspired to change your life in 5 minutes a day, I'm excited to share some ideas for you. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this channel and you click that bell to be notified of all my new videos on personal growth and lifestyle design. If you struggle with procrastination, try using the 5 minute rule to break your habit. Whatever task you have to do, make it your goal to do that task for just 5 minutes. Once 5 minutes has passed, you're done, and you're free to stop doing it if that's what you want. What you'll often find, though, is that once your 5 minutes are up, you're in the mood to keep doing it. That's the beauty of this hack. It helps you overcome the difficulty of starting, because it feels so much more doable when you say you'll only do something for 5 minutes.
Let's go over the answer. What is the 5 minute rule? The 5 minute rule is a hack that can help you overcome procrastination. The rule involves committing to work on a particular task for just 5 minutes. Phrases of the day. Number 1. Pocket of time. 隙間時間. 直訳で時間のポケットとなるこの表現は、 予定と予定の間に生じた短い空き時間である隙間時間を意味します。 Pocket は洋服のポケットの他に空間も意味し、 移動時間や待ち時間などちょっとしたことに取り組める短時間の余裕を表します。 例えば、子育てで忙しい中、 子供たちがお昼寝している30分の隙間時間に英語の勉強をする場合は、 I study English during the pocket of time when my kids are sleeping. 次のミーティングの前に短時間の余裕がある場合は、 I have a pocket of time before the next meeting と言います。 During the day, I always try to find a pocket of time to exercise.
日中はいつも隙間時間を見つけては運動するようにしています。
I use the pocket of time on my commute to study English.
通勤時間の隙間時間を利用して英語の勉強をしています。
I had a long layover in LA, so I used that pocket of time to explore the city.
LA での乗り継ぎ時間が長かったので、その隙間時間を利用して街を散策しました。
Number 2. That's the beauty of.
それが何々の素晴らしいところ。 Beauty は美しさの他に利点や魅力を意味することから、
That's the beauty of
何々は、それが何々の素晴らしいところや、それが何々のすごいところを意味します。
That's the great thing about
何々とほぼ意味は同じですが、 ユニークさや魅力をより強調することができます。例えば、田舎に住んでいると自然が豊かでアウトドアを楽しめるなど、田舎暮らしのいいところを説明するときに、
That's the beauty of living in the countryside
と表現できます。一般的に、
That's the beauty of の後には名詞や動名詞が続きます。English connects people from all over the world. That's the beauty of this language.
英語は世界中の人をつなげます。それがこの言語の素晴らしさです。
When you travel alone, you get to meet so many people.
That's the beauty of traveling solo.
一人旅をしているとたくさんの人に出会います。それが一人旅の良さです。
We come in all shapes and sizes, and that's the beauty of life.
いろいろな人がいるということが生命の魅力です。
Repeat after me. Number one, pocket of time. During the day, I always try to find a pocket of time to exercise. I use the pocket of time on my commute to study English. I had a long layover in LA, so I use that pocket of time to explore the city. Number two, that's the beauty of. English connects people from all over the world. That's the beauty of this language. When you travel alone, you get to meet so many people. That's the beauty of traveling solo. We come in all shapes and sizes, and that's the beauty of life. Instantaneous translation. After I say the Japanese sentence, say out loud the English translation. Pocket of time.
通勤時間の隙間時間を利用して英語の勉強をしています。
I use the pocket of time on my commute to study English. That's the beauty of.
一人旅をしているとたくさんの人に出会います。それが一人旅の良さです。
When you travel alone, you get to meet so many people. That's the beauty of traveling solo. Pocket of time.
日中はいつも隙間時間を見つけては運動するようにしています。
During the day, I always try to find a pocket of time to exercise. That's the beauty of.
いろいろな人がいるということが生命の魅力です。
We come in all shapes and sizes, and that's the beauty of life. Pocket of time.
LA での乗り継ぎ時間が長かったので、その隙間時間を利用して街を散策しました。
I had a long layover in LA.So I used that pocket of time to explore the city. That's the beauty of.
英語は世界中の人をつなげます。それがこの言語の素晴らしさです。
English connects people from all over the world. That's the beauty of this language.Let's listen to Lavendaire one more time.
5 minutes, a short sliver of time, so small that it easily passes us by. Scrolling your phone, texting your friends, watching TV, reading a book. When you're doing something, 5 minutes feels like a blink of an eye. It's so easy that we often overlook the power of this pocket of time. You want to change your habits, your mindset, your life?What if I told you it's possible in just 5 minutes a day? First, you have to understand the power of compounding, which simply means that small daily actions will add up to massive results over time. It's not about making a drastic change or putting in intense effort. It's about tiny actions and daily choices, the key being consistency. So if you're inspired to change your life in 5 minutes a day, I'm excited to share some ideas for you. Before we get started, make sure you subscribe to this channel and you click that bell to be notified of all my new videos on personal growth and lifestyle design. If you struggle with procrastination, try using the 5-minute rule to break your habit. Whatever task you have to do, make it your goal to do that task for just 5 minutes. Once 5 minutes has passed, you're done, and you're free to stop doing it if that's what you want. What you'll often find, though, is that once your 5 minutes are up, you're in the mood to keep doing it. That's the beauty of this hack. It helps you overcome the difficulty of starting, because it feels so much more doable when you say you'll only do something for 5 minutes.
Great job today. This week, we're going to watch and listen to Eileen from Lavendaire. Eileen is a content creator, and on her channel, she posts videos on personal growth and lifestyle design. Her YouTube channel has over 2 million followers, and her goal is to inspire people around the world to embrace their true potential and create their dream life. I'm a big believer in the 5-minute rule. Whether it's exercising, studying, or working, the hardest part is getting started. Just the thought of how long it will take to finish a task, or how hard it will be to complete it, can overwhelm your brain and stop you from taking the first step. But if you can force yourself to work on a task just for 5 minutes with the understanding that you can quit after 5 minutes, it makes getting started much easier. And the funny thing about the 5-minute rule is once you do the activity for 5 minutes, most times you want to continue doing more. So the next time you're having a hard time getting started on something, try using the 5-minute rule. Getting started is half the battle. And the 5-minute rule is a great way to get you to take that first step. Have a great day, and I will see you again tomorrow morning. Take it easy. Peace.